with you all day long. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Kissin' in the morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. There is Little Texas and God Bless Texas. It's basically 7:30. So as promised, a major station announcement is about to happen. I guess we'll just go into it.
Let's do it.
May 10th, 1989. At that point, the greatest day of my life. 18 years old, a year of broadcasting school, and 13 years of the world's greatest education in Thorsby, somehow a farm kid was hired to work in the promotions department at Kissin' Country. I still can't believe it ever happened. I remember the day Kissin' signed on 6 years earlier. I was 11, in Pigeon Lake, when Bob McCord said live from Cook County Saloon. Little did I know that day would change my life. Thanks to my dad, I loved country music from the day I was born. It was always Kissin' and the tractors in the field. I even had Kissin' stickers on my first pickup truck at 16. Early in my career at Kissin', I babysat a pig roasting all day for a station event, drove the Kissin' fire truck in parades, wore the cash cow mascot outfit, and was even the relief receptionist at lunchtime. Even though I made much less than minimum wage, I loved every single minute of it. I didn't actually get to be on the radio for a few years, but my first big break happened filling in one day doing traffic reports in the airplane, and slowly it started. I did the overnight show for 4 years, then the weekend shifts, evenings, morning and afternoon traffic reports, hosted middays, became music director, hosted afternoon drive, became program director, and finally, for the last 15 years, co-hosting the morning show. Why do I tell you all of this? I guess my point to you and myself is I've had a chance to do everything I never dreamt was possible at the station I grew up listening to. How lucky can one man be? But I'm afraid for everything there comes a time. And for that reason, my time at Kissin' has come, with my last day on air being May 10th, the exact day of my 35th anniversary at the station. Very few people get to stay and work at one place for 3.5 decades from the age of 18. And in this business, it's basically unheard of. I got the royal flush of radio, and it's time to cash in my chips. I spent a lot of time making this decision with my family, and we concluded I'd much rather leave a little early than stay around way too long. A few things I want to make crystal clear. I love all my coworkers and absolutely adore working with Jack and Matt. The last 15 years have been by far the best years, minus the alarm clock. It's now time for my radio kids to step out from behind my large shadow and take the stage themselves, something I know they can do. They've been trained really well. I also have a ton of respect and appreciation for my boss, Program Director Greg Johnson. It's not easy to rein this horse in, but he showed me nothing but respect. And very importantly, I also want to stress I'm not retiring. We're not there financially, unless you listen to Matt, and I'm not there in spirit. I'm only 53 and have many more exciting things planned and other things I don't even know about yet. While I'm still going to work, I also plan to start taking better care of myself. And more importantly, my wife Karen, who's the biggest reason I've ever had any success in my life. She has sacrificed so much for me to work at this level all these years. We were together before Kissin', and we'll be together after. We're going to make the best of the best decade of our lives, and that has been guaranteed as we wait for the arrival of our first grandchild this August. Bailey and Renato are expecting. In the next 6 weeks, I will take in every moment on air like it's my last breath of air. We will remember, we'll laugh, and I'm sure we'll cry. And most importantly, I hope to find a way to thank each one of you in some way, the amazing listeners of this radio station. It's never been about me or anybody else on this side of the speakers. It's always been about you. You are Kissin' Country. You've always been there for me. You helped me when I was in a tractor during the drought and followed me to the border for the farmers, donated tens of millions for Edmonton's less fortunate at Hope Mission and the beautiful children at the Stollery. You helped change so many lives, including the lives of my family. For that, I can never repay you. I consider all of you family, and that's what makes this day so tough. If you know me, it won't surprise you. I have a lot more to say, but I'll save it for my last show on May 10th. But for now, I've said there's always a country song that fits every moment in your life. For this moment, it happens to be from Garth. I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind, These waters are my sky. I'll never meet my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Here's Garth Brooks. It's called The River. Kissin' in the Morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. Oh, boy.
Oh, you got boy. This.
I got this. I didn't want to tell Matt and Jack. And I didn't want to tell the listeners. It's all good. Like, honestly, like, don't ever feel sorry for me one bit. This has been fantastic. The only thing I wish is I could turn back time, right? And I think we can all relate to that. So it's gonna get good, and we're not. Chris is not gonna cry for the next 6 weeks on the radio.
Will there be poems?
There might be poems, but I'm genuinely excited. But it's a life thing, and it is what it is. But anyway,
there's some messages. There's a lot of messages to you, Chris. Evan texted in and said, "Chris, being only 18, I have listened to you every morning for as long as I can remember. It's become a routine and part of my daily life. It won't be the same without you. Kissin' Country will always love you. Good luck with everything your future holds." And a lot of people are very excited for you, Chris. This text came in. "I wish you all the very best. You made my mornings, and you and your team fit so well. I hope all of your next adventures are as successful as you were with Kissin'."
Well, my next chapter won't be 35 years, I don't think. I'd like for it to be, but, it's been such an incredible run, like I said, right? And there's people that have been listening from day one, right? So
something that you mentioned at the end of your speech, is that you're going to be a grandpa.
Yes.
That is so exciting.
I don't want that to be tsunamied by this other news, because... It's hard to believe, but that's everybody's life is different, and some people don't have children and they don't have grandchildren, but it's kind of what we were destined to do, especially my wife, right? So
that feels full circle.
My gosh, it's going to be amazing. It really is. So yeah. Thank you for all of these and all of this, and we've got some fun stuff planned. Like we're gonna
really have, fun
oh
stuff.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna have so much fun in the next 6 weeks. We really are, and a big thing we'll get to as well on May 10th. So
it's gonna be great.
If you're thinking about playing the stock market today,
yeah,
invest in Kleenex.
Thank you, Matt. That's a good line.
I'm legit. Scotty's.
Yeah.
Going up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we love you, right?
Yeah.
You clearly, are so loved.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's...
Quit hogging the one box we got over there, okay?
Yeah, trust me, Matt needs it.
Yeah. Well, when you make Jack cry, the Iron Lady, as we call him, right? But...
You broke the shield.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been so great. And like I said, the last... And I know that when there was speculation on social media after and stuff like that, and I know that the three, you know, the three of us, you couldn't ask for a better team. I mean, we're just all so different in our own ways, and this has just been so much fun, and it'll continue to be. So thank you very much for all these texts. I promise I'll read them all.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to your phone calls as well. But again, if you're just tuning in and wondering what's happening,
why is everyone crying? I mean, it's tears of sadness, but also joy and excitement for you.
Honestly, it's exciting. Like it is genuinely exciting. If I could turn back time and start again, I would. And then I told Karen that last night, and she said, "Really? Do you remember how hard we struggled? Like it was the struggle was real, right? You know,
how easy you forget.
Oh my gosh!" She says it really was, but she says you're in a good place. You couldn't ask for anything better than this, and it's so true. So anyway, thank you very very much, and we'll just continue on here. I think we're going to be doing something with a contest, because we do lots of good contests here, right?
We are 20 minutes away.
All right.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Okay, yeah, we got all fired up there about everything we were doing on the radio. We forgot to do our posts. I forgot to do our posts. So we're getting to that. It's also the announcements on the Facebook Live. Somebody just texted and said, "I missed the announcement. What's going on?"
you mind reading that again?
Yeah, no, thank you.
I'm real quick.
No, thank you.
Cole's notes?
Yeah, can you sum it up for us?
The Cole's notes is after 35 incredible years, I'm going to be leaving Kiss and Country as of May 10th, the 35th anniversary of my arrival here. And my gosh, Deb McCurdy, I literally came in that day and she says, well, why do you want the job? And I said, this is my favorite radio station. And she's like, yeah, right. You know, and I said, no, honestly, it is. And she hired me that day. And the first job I had was babysitting a roasting pig. And that pig was a pig roast for Bob McCord, who had created the radio station's going away party. So he came by and he said hi. And later, years later, he said, oh, I could tell there was something special about you. I said, Bob, I was just guarding a roasted pig. Like,
man, that guy can turn a spit. I see a big future.
He's got potential.
I smelled like bacon for about a week. I didn't go to the party, by the way, but
I didn't roast, you weren't invited?
I did roast the pig.
You had your own rewards, smelling like bacon.
Exactly.
That's right.
All right, more coming up.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Sundays, there is Florida Georgia Line, Kissin' in the Morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. A much more composed Chris. There, I had my 10 minutes. I think I'm okay now. I think
impressive.
Yeah, but as long as I don't read the text messages, I'm just fine.
I got right? you.
Or take the phone.
Or look down.
Or take the phone calls.
It is an emotional morning, but it's also a very exciting morning. If you missed the news, after 35 years. Chris is hanging up the microphone.
Yeah, on May 10th. Mm-hmm. So I apologize. People are like, you had me cry driving. I know. That's probably not the first time I've done that in my career.
It's just fair.
Yeah, but
it's warranted though.
Yeah, in this case for sure.
Paula did text in and said, I found my husband to let him know your news, Chris, and he asked why I'm crying. And then in his next few words, he was choked up too. You've had an incredible impact in my life. I wish you and Karen all the best, and you're going to love being grandparents. It's one of the most amazing things to experience in the world. Grab every second you can and cherish it.
Wow. Thank you for that, for sure. And there's been some people say, is your health okay? Yeah. I mean, when I said take care, better care of ourselves, yeah. I'm going to be dead honest with you. I have not had a full sleep, and Matt knows this, and he says it's my own fault, but I haven't had like an 8 or 9 hour full sleep forever. Maybe on the weekend sometimes I do, but during the week I can't sleep at night. I'm a night owl by nature, and mm-hmm. And so I end up having kind of 2-3 hour night sleeps in a day, and it just catches up, and it's just not healthy, right? So I remember having a conversation with somebody at work and saying I want to make it to 60, and they said, oh, you're going to retire at 60? I said, no, I actually want to live. I want to live till 60.
Yeah.
You can finally stay up till 3 o'clock and not feel guilty.
Yeah. Well, Matt will probably text you.
Oh, no, I'll be fast asleep because I'm still here, baby.
Yes, Matt is still here. You got something else?
Yes.
There's lots. Don't you worry.
Chris, I'm going to miss you. I've been listening to Kissin' for years. Even when you started, you are definitely going to be missed. Good luck on your next adventures. And by the way, you had me crying. A lot of texts like that. People are having to pull over. If you see a lot of cars pulled over at the side of the ditch, it's thanks to Chris.
It's not like the leftover situation.
Yeah.
People are disappearing. They're just pulled over so they can cry. It's a mass cry. Event.
A mass cry event.
I would expect nothing less from you, Chris.
But again, we're going to get it all out of us, and we're going to do some celebrating, and absolutely, I want to find a way, as I said, to thank each and every one of you for, whether you've been listening for 3 minutes, and now you're going, why the heck do I listen to these guys? Or for the last 35 years, because there's you get to that point in your career where somebody will come up to you, and they're like 40 years old, and they'll say, I grew up listening to you, and you're like, but you're 40. That doesn't make any sense, but it does when you do the math, right?
You're looking at us.
You start working at Kissin' at 10 years old, you could put in some years.
You are the Tanya Tucker.
That's the way it works.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Mama's house. There is Thomas Rhett and Morgan Wallen kissing in the morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. My name is Chris. I've announced that I'm going to be leaving the radio station, hanging up the microphone. as of May 10th, which would be my 35th anniversary, and Mama's house. I think about I think about a lot of people today, but I certainly think about my grandma Sheets, who, when I was working the overnight show many years ago, she'd call me at like 3 in the morning, and she'd say, "Hi, Chris," and I'd be like, "Hi, Grandma," and I'd say, "What you doing?" She said, "Just going to the bathroom," and I'm like, "Okay," and she would say, "I love you," and I remember that, and it was just like, wow, like how many people get a call on the overnight show from their grandma. And I always said that the Kissin' Country was the kind of radio station I was proud of because my grandma could listen to it. Country music, I mean, was her thing, obviously, and it was just, it was so good. All right, switching gears. Daryl Hostin is an incredibly good guy, and he's the mayor of Thorsby. Thank you,
Daryl.
Sister-in-law Sharon. Daryl's a good guy and a great mayor, and I'm not coming after your job, Daryl. Don't worry. You're fine.
You're safe for now.
You are so safe, yeah, as far as that goes. Getting some more, yeah.
We got a really nice message from Cheryl. She says, moving here from BC almost 5 years ago, the first thing I did was find my country radio station. I'd been in the job in BC for 21 years, and I was terrified of the giant leap I had taken to move my family here to work for the Cross Cancer. I'd be driving and listening to traffic, having no idea where anything was or where I even was. But you guys were my very first Edmonton friends. More recently, I made a leap again into a new career, and it's mostly working at home. A few days ago, I realized what I was missing in my mornings to get me going. It was you. So I'm back to listening every single morning again because I don't do my job as well without you guys. Mm. I love you, Jack and Matt, but what will I do without Chris? You know, Cheryl, we are asking the same thing.
Yeah.
Who is going to take care of us?
It's literally my all-encompassing my life these days.
Who's going to break up our fights?
So, yeah, that's a question.
That was... Jack has been so good at managing me.
Yeah.
And I hope it continues.
How are you going to live?
Yeah.
Life finds a way.
I think I might, I'm starting to think that what I might do, just as a side gig, is maybe like for $5 a day, I'll just call listeners and just check in on how they're doing in the morning.
That'd be nice.
That would just $5 a day.
Oh my gosh, you could do cameos.
Yeah.
You'd make your first million within a week.
What's it called? Oh man, I'm just trying to remember. My neighbor Anthony had a great line. It's not, anyway, what's the thing that only fans, but like dad fans or something?
Sure.
You know, I don't know.
Announcer.
You're going on OnlyFans?
Only for a day.
Well, what an announcement.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Wow. You, again, just like so many things in my 35 years, you never expect a... it to be as overwhelming as it is, but thank you very much for making it overwhelming. If you're just tuning in, my name is Chris, and I'm soon to be an alcoholic. No,
I hope not.
No, I'm teasing.
Don't hit the ball.
There is a country song for that.
There is a country song about that. But after 35 years, I'm calling it a career. And thank you so much for all the the phone calls and the text messages. The texts are the way people communicate now. Again, when I started this business, we played records, and the only way you could talk to your favorite or unfavorite announcer was on the telephone, but most everybody text messages now, but we appreciate the phone calls as well.
And lots of texts coming in. This one from Megan. I am a bit of an iron lady myself. I definitely had my eyes flooding this morning, Chris. It won't be the same without you, but I do want to say congratulations on an amazing career and becoming a grandpa.
Thank you. Yeah, very few people, like I said, in our business get an opportunity to do this. Radio is like one day you're here, one day you're gone, and it's just kind of the way it goes. So to have this opportunity, I really appreciate it, and we're just going to make it an incredible 6 weeks. That's the plan.
One more neat memory here that just came in. This text says, back in 2016, I was at the Elks women's dinner, and we got to go through the dressing room. Some Elks players were there, and you could get pictures with them, and I saw Chris, and I asked, hey, can I get my picture with you? And he said, oh, no, you don't want your picture with me. I'm not actually a player.
You're like another alignment.
I knew exactly who he was, and that is who I wanted my picture with. I have listened to Chris since I moved to Edmonton back in 1998. So many memories and so many more to make in the future. Good luck, Chris. You will be missed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for that. Yeah.
It's a great photo. She attached it as well.
I've never been mistaken for a professional athlete. Maybe
a darts player, a bowler?
Maybe a curler in the day, but they don't even look like me anymore. It's It's quite sad. Here's Nate Smith. It's called Whiskey on You. This is Kissin' Country 103.9.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah, old dirt roads. There's Owen Wrigling. Kissin' in the morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. It's 8:31. It's going to be 9 degrees in the sunshine today. Of course, today is a sunny day. It seems like we haven't had enough of those in the last little while. And an hour ago, I made the announcement that I am going to be hanging up the microphone. Retirement is not a word I'm using because I am only 53 years old, but I got started in this business at 18 years old. Literally, like seriously, at 18 years old, could barely tie my shoes, and somehow they hired me to be a promotions assistant here at the radio station, and I've had a chance to do everything. Pretty much, you know, the only job I haven't had is general manager, and we don't even have one of those anymore. So
we don't actually.
No. And nobody wants to be the general manager anyway, but I've had a chance to do everything I possibly could want and more. And so after 35 years, May 10th is going to be my final broadcast. And just loving all of you so much right now, the social media messages and the personal text messages I'm getting on my phone. I didn't realize all these people had my personal cell phone, but they do.
You're a popular guy.
Well, I don't. It's all good.
Whether you like it or not.
It's all good. It's all good. So, yeah.
We do have a birthday wish.
Yes.
You have to share your day, Chris.
Yeah.
It says, wondering if you could wish my daughter, Jessica, a very happiest 40th birthday today. That comes from Karen. Happy 40th, Jess.
Of course. Happy 40th birthday. That's awesome. All right. Let's take a phone call. 780-421-1039. Hi, Kissin.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, it's Christy. How are you doing?
Oh, good, Christy. How are you?
I just have like a crying fest over here, but
understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and just say like congratulations and like I'm happy for you, and like as much as I've been listening to Kissin' like since I started, I don't even know when that was, but just all three of you, but especially you, Chris, have just been so amazing and like have put a smile on my face every single day, even on the tough days, like the scholarly days and the sleep thing that you guys do for the homeless at the football stadium all that stuff. Like, there's just been so many memories, like seeing you guys at Big Valley and putting up with my love of contesting. just all of it. Like, just there's so many memories with you, Chris. And I just wanted to call and say thank you. I didn't think a text message would do justice. And
aww.
I'm just really excited to see what the next chapter brings for you and your new grandbaby on the way.
Yeah, thank you, Christy. And the thing is, too, thankfully, I mean, I curse it some days, but social media and Instagram and Facebook, I'm going to be able to stay connected with people like you, right? So
So
that's the good news. Like, if this was 20 years ago and I'd gone away, you go away. It's like Johnny Carson. Nobody hears about you again.
Yeah, exactly.
But now I'll be able to stay connected. And I said, once I'm out of radio, I'm going to get rid of all that stuff. But
No, you won't.
No, I'm not.
No,
I'm
please
not.
Don't.
I'm not. I'm going to have a grandkid to show off. So, you know.
I'm so excited. Like, I just became an auntie for the first time, and I'm so excited for you that you're going to be a grandpa for the first time. Like, it's so amazing.
Thank you, Christy. Thank you again. And we really appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Thank you, Christy. That's awesome. All right. I'm going to do this. When I announced, my departure from the radio station, I was deciding what song to play. And I'm like, it's got to be a Garth song. I mean, it's got to be The River. But, then there was the second thought of a song, too. And I think I need to play it this morning just because what's the boss going to do?
We're going to give this one to you.
Right?
T.S. T.S., boss man.
I don't know if I would test that.
And again, for the record, I've said I've got no complaints about Greg Johnson, the boss here. By the way, here's the irony of it, too. Greg Johnson, who's our program director, mm-hmm. I taught the Nate radio and television program for a year. And when I did, Greg was one of my students. I taught one of
you
my students.
You taught our boss?
Yeah, I taught him, so...
All right, well, I guess he can't really do much then.
Yeah, the teacher gets what he wants.
Right.
Oh my gosh, this is as good as it gets for me anyway.
Aww.
I'll always be Forever Country on Kissin' Country 103.9.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
That right there is why I've been blessed to work in this business for 35 years. And I've said before, if I was still the program director of the station, which I haven't been for 15 years, we'd be playing that song about every 4 hours, you know, just because.
And we might for the next 6 weeks until May 10th.
you're going to hear it a few times. I guarantee it.
Chris, not again. I'm going to have to sit down with the boss you love
so much.
That is
your achy, breaky heart.
There is listeners going, don't you do that already with songs? I don't get it. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. And again, we understand radio works different. The fact is, I made an announcement at 7:30 this morning that I'm hanging up the microphone here at Kissin' after 35 incredible years, and the last day will be May 10th, because people are asking. So we've got about 6 weeks, and I said I'm going to take in every absolute moment of it. I think I have for the most part. I honestly don't ever remember a day that I'm like, oh gosh, I got to go to work again. I mean, it hasn't been work. It's just been an absolute a joy to do this job, and yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah, but you know what? For everything, there comes a time, for sure. And thank you so much for the text.
I do like this text from Tammy that says, oh, these are big crocs to fill.
Crocs to fill.
Yes, that's very much so. Lots of congratulations from people like Dawn, Kristen, Tammy, Steve, and lots of memories, too, of your times in Thoresby.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I don't think we can actually air that.
Well, there were some good times for sure. Sean Wager, who's a good friend, was just talking about the time. He says, I remember going down the country roads with you and your dad's car. And there was probably 16 of us in the vehicle. It was a Park Avenue, and it was quite a large car, but it wasn't big enough for 16. And there wasn't 16 seat
belts. There's not a lot of room for any people. 16?
We did get a text from Steve. It says, hi, guys. This is Steve. I did an internship at Kissin' almost 20 years ago. I did a lot of writing for Ian Sterling, but I got to do a lot of fun stuff with Chris Sheets, like sit on a city bus with him along with Derek Rattan and Adam Gregory.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
As well, I attended the show for free, which involved some karaoke after that, which people like the Wilkinsons, as my wife at the time and I, sat with Chris and his wife, and we all enjoyed the entertainment and a couple drinks.
Yes.
Like many others, I'm a big Chris Sheets fan. Although I never continued my pursuit into radio, it's always been something I enjoyed, and Chris has been a giant influence to me. The hiring crew at Kissin' definitely have some massive shoes to fill, but I feel as though the entire city of Edmonton and the surrounding area will have a very big void. But good luck, Chris, with your retirement and grandparenthood. That comes from Steve.
Thank you. Yes, we did announce that my daughter Bailey is having our first grandchild as well. Steve, I remember that very well, and you talk about the karaoke, so I believe it was during the CCMAs, they were here, mm-hmm. and there was a karaoke going on. It was part of the Canadian Country Music Association. There was a party, and there was karaoke, and Scott Phillips, who worked at the radio station, who is one of my dear friends, who we lost just a few years ago, tragically. It was just sad, terribly sad, and I think of Scott on a day like today, but we went up to sing karaoke at this thing, and the Wilkinsons were there, and we sang their song, which was 26 cents.
And how'd it go?
How many people get a chance to sing karaoke of an artist's song while they're there? It was terrible. It was terrible.
Sure, stone cold sober,
but,
too.
But so. Amanda Steven Tyler took it well. And,
that's good.
And there was a few drinks involved, of course. But yeah. Steve, thank you very much for bringing up that memory. That's the thing that I'm now being blown away by is just all of the connections that you have with people when you do all these wild and crazy things for 35 years, right?
So, you've had a huge impact.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And right back at all of you. So thank you so much. There's Taylor Swift and Mean, Kissin' in the Morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. On this day that I announced that I'm leaving Kissin' Country after 35 years, all the memories flood back. And it's Taylor Swift. I remember meeting her when she was 15 years old. I've told this story in the air before, but I had an opportunity because I was in radio, and they said, hey, we want you to meet this new artist. Her name is Taylor. And I'm like, okay.
Whoop-dee-doo.
They said, she's the next Garth Brooks. I said, yeah, right. Okay, but I'll take a picture with her. So I took a silly picture, and I'm trying to find it. We're looking all over for it now, but I photobombed her. She's like standing. She's not facing me. She thought it was hilarious. I said, no, because I was doing that for everybody. I got a picture with Jason Aldean and Chris Young and a bunch of other artists, Terry Clark and a bunch of other artists, making it look like I was creeping in on their picture instead of, because I could have taken the picture, but I've got this one of Taylor just standing, and I gotta find it because I'm like, why didn't I just take a normal shot with 15-year-old Taylor Swift?
When you could have. Now celebrities don't even get meet and greets.
No.
Like, nobody can touch her.
No, yeah.
Except Travis.
Yeah. Good point. Yes, good point.
Darn it.
All right. What do you got, Jack?
I got a great text. This says, good morning, Chris. I just wanted to tell you that I work at the hair salon in Devon, and I remember the very first time you came in for a haircut, I felt like I was meeting a huge celebrity. As an avid Kissin listener, I couldn't believe he was in our local town hair salon. I had the opportunity to cut your hair a few times, and you were so friendly and easy to chat
with.
This
is the best.
I know, I love this text so much. Like, I wonder if she kept your hair.
Made a little hair doll? There's, oh, no, you can't. You need a couple of cuts with his hair.
Yeah.
Also, she followed up and said, you only left a 50 cent tip?
Yeah, that's
awesome. But she won't hold that against you?
That sounds
that's a joke.
Okay. Oh, it's like, I did not see that
Do
text.
We have a name on that? Or?
No, there's okay. no name that came
All right,
in.
Because I've got my haircut, I'm assuming that's Snippers, right?
And, probably.
Yeah, awesome.
The local hair salon.
Awesome, awesome. All right, well, thank you for that. And thank you for all of these. They're just, they're blowing me away, as you've done for 35 years. There's Cody Johnson and the painter on a picture perfect. Is it Wednesday?
It is Wednesday, and it's beautiful.
I know that sounds like a ridiculous question, but
it's been a bit of a whirlwind.
If you'd have told me it was...
you haven't been very whelmed. I would say you've been overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's all good. Coming up in the next few moments, we will hear from Dierks Bentley, which means it's your chance to qualify for that Coast City Music Fest, all right? And that flyaway trip, which would be amazing. And again, I know if you've been listening all morning, thank you for that. But if you're just somebody that's tuning in, the news from this morning was after 35 years here at the radio station doing basically... every job, not necessarily well, but doing every job and having that opportunity, I'm calling it a career here at Kissin' Country on May 10th, my 35th anniversary at the station. And thank you so much. I'm hearing from a lot of young broadcasters that say in some form I gave them time. Do we got time for a story?
Can I tell my story of you?
Oh, sure. Why don't you tell your story instead? No, you can. So no, I'm not being smart. I'm not being smart. Basically, the Coles notes.
Oh,
my,
you're not, eh?
The Coles notes.
Matt, take this time for yourself.
No, it was a good highlight.
Just wait. Okay, just wait. The Coles note of my note to my.
You tell your story. My story.
The
can
Coles
wait.
Note. No, you know your story will come out. I'm going to do a real good job of telling this quickly. The bottom line is about 95. I got a chance to go and interview Garth Brooks, and Garth Brooks at that point was Taylor Swift hot right now.
He
was,
it.
There was nobody else on the planet as big as Garth Brooks. I got a chance to go down, and I have no idea why. Like, I was not the man for the job, but I got to do the job. And I got to go down to Calgary, spend 15 minutes with him in a hotel room. He was doing a press junket, and basically he had media from all over Western Canada coming to Calgary to do interviews. My interview was like at about 5:30 in the afternoon. He started at 6 in the morning, so he did 15-minute interviews all day long with dumb people in media like me. So by the time he got to this farm boy's questions, he's been asked every one of them 100 times. And I asked him my 15 minutes worth of questions, and I was only half done because he's so well-spoken and he was just so, you know, endearing. And his handler came and said, Garth, it's time. It's dinner time. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, my 15 minutes is done. And he said, well, you're not done with your questions? And I said, oh, my gosh, I'm only about halfway through. He tells this guy, we'll be out when we're done. And he spent another half hour with me. He spent some time signing autographs. I told him about my brother Garth, who I said that you made my brother Garth's name cool. Like, mm-hmm. and he wrote a really nice thing to my brother saying, you know, from one Garth to another and things like that. But the point was, he spent 15 minutes more with me than he never had to spend. And that was a life lesson for me. I don't care who you are, who you think you are. You're not Garth Brooks. So give that person the time that they deserve and need. So that was like, I couldn't, Garth Brooks, meeting him was amazing, but that life lesson was something that I've had my entire life. Yes, Matt.
Matt, tell us your story.
I will absolutely not be telling my story.
We've got the time for you.
No. Carry on. I've heard that story.
Right. Well, what's your story? What's your story, Matt?
Chris made the time for me. Let's just say
that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm done.
Yeah.
That's it. I can't top that. How am I supposed to follow that?
Don't top it, Matt. Go ahead.
You put me in a pickle.
Why?
I was once a young broadcaster looking for advice.
Right.
And I through a connection, through Thorsby, a guy I worked with knew you and knew, like, oh, I know a guy working on the radio.
Patrick Mills.
Yeah.
Right.
Patty Mills.
Okay.
And he said, I'll reach out to Chris and he can help out with my career investigation for Nate.
Uh-huh. Oh, this was before you went to school.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Chris sent me one word answers and it was spectacular.
Oh, maybe I didn't always learn what Gar said. Yeah. How's radio? Good.
I'll never work with this guy.
What a clown.
Good story, Hansel. I like it.
Thank you.
All right, no problem.
Chris, Jack.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.